Children of the Stone by Anne K. Schwader. We have not always been this planet's masters, though humankind denies it. Other blood than ours heaped earthen barrows, raised up stones in veneration of some dark and nameless power, avatar of elder shadow, slithered through the star rifts. What survives is myth and madness, whispers that survive the rise of tribes still struggling to master fire's miracle. Speak only of those shadows that dawn dispels, yet cannot silence blood-deep knowledge of another. Gripped by nameless apprehension, some adore a stone, like void incarnate. When it thirsts, their stone war mallets splatter tribute. Few survive to view the aftermath, a trail of nameless hieroglyphs disclosed by gore. Unmastered by any of their prehistoric blood, this text recedes once more into the shadows. For centuries, until some unclean shadow congeals to godhead, squatting on that stone where rituals of torment, fear, and blood have finally summoned what should not survive beneath a wholesome sky to overmaster its votaries. They call it by a nameless word than sibilance, a kind of nameless invocation, serpentine and shadowed as that inscription. By strange dreams they master each tainted incantation, drench the stone in what its demon craves. No tribe survives their rising until heroes born to blood, bold Gaul or Briton, Pict or Saxon, blood their bronze and iron blades among those nameless changelings. Only stragglers survive within the sanctuary of deep-shadowed tunnels, torn like wounds through living stone, devolved and mutant mirrors of their master. Yet it is said that blood spilled in the shadows of nameless dolmens may call forth that stone's true servants who survive, or their dread master.